The Word of Prophecy broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet." And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's and America's Most Challenging Hour. And I'm Brother Ray Pringle. I'm coming again your way with a true but old-fashioned message right out of the greatest book ever given to man, and that is our Holy Bible from our Almighty God. And ladies and gentlemen, this book that I hold in my hand, the Holy Bible, is the inerrant and infallible word of our great Creator God that you can always trust to be true in all its profound claims. Now, if you'll stay tuned in and pay attention to today's broadcast, you'll find that the message I bring to you out of God's Word is very informative, it's very interesting, and it's very inspiring. And as Jesus Christ, his holy apostles and holy prophets of old cried out to the people of their generation, so I cry out to the people of my generation. And this is it. May God give you ears to hear and a heart to understand. Well, I continue the message today entitled Our Sick Society, and I want to get on the causes, you know, not the, the effects necessarily, but I'll probably mention that a little too, but on the cause of why our society has a malignancy that is virtually incurable. Well, I want to begin with a scripture found in your Holy Bible in 2 Peter, the third chapter, the first verse beginning. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. See, the New Testament guides us back to the words of the Old Testament, the words of the holy prophets. And you see, and he goes on and says, also, I want to call your attention to the commandment of us, the apostles of our Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days, and that's our day, scoffers, walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation, for this they willingly are ignorant of. That is one of the greatest causes of the illness, this interminable illness spiritually here in our sick society. In the midst of all this depravity and all of this profaneness and rebellion against God's word, ladies and gentlemen, we are a very sick society, and we're almost on our deathbed. And there's many reasons why we're sick, but I want to call your attention today to those that are most noticeable, those that we can see clearly. Well, today in the church world, the professing Christians, if they would live in grace instead of disgrace, we would have examples that the Bible said that we need for this generation. In 1 Timothy 4 and 12, the Bible said for us to be an example of the believers, be an example to other believers. In Titus, the second chapter, the Bible tells us there that the young men should be pattern of good works, that the aged men should be examples to the believers, that the aged women, that's the mature women, should also be examples to the younger women. But in today's sick society, we don't have very many good examples. And my good man or woman, if you are ignorant of God's words and warnings of Jesus, his holy apostles, and of God's holy prophets, it's simply because you choose to be ignorant. But I want to let you know this. It's an ill-chosen and an ill-fated course and decision that you made to be ignorant. Well, the Bible tells us something about ignorance, and I know all through the Bible it's very common for one of the great apostles of Jesus and he himself to say something about ignorance. The great apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant." He don't want us to be ignorant as a Christian or as even one that's interested in eternal life. He said, I don't want you to be ignorant. I want you to know how that all our fathers, and that's what the Apostle Peter wrote about in the text I began today's broadcast with in 2 Peter 1. Well, since the fathers fell asleep, see, they say all things go on as they did from the beginning, but this they willingly are ignorant of. We cannot be ignorant and expect to have the mercy of God. Well, he goes on here and he said, all these things that happened back in the church in the Old Testament, they were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they lusted. And it goes on in verse 11, and it says, now all these things happen unto them. That's our forefathers back in the Old Testament. All the things that happen that's recorded in the scriptures of the Holy Bible, historically relative to the ancestry that we have back before the time of grace that we're living in. The Bible said all these happened unto them for ensamples or examples, and they're written for our admonition, upon whom the end of the world, oh Lord, thank God, upon the whom the end of the world is come or shall be judged. That's the way that we'll be judged, is like that church that we have recorded there in the Old Testament that Paul relates to in 1 Corinthians 10. Another time, this great apostle wrote in Romans, the second chapter, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man. Why are we sick today? We're inexcusable. Whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest, doest the same thing. See, if we're going to judge anybody, we've got to be righteous and be living above sin. But we're sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which doest such things, and you do the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? See, people today have lost somehow a spiritual discernment, and it's because of preachers not preaching them the whole truth, that they must repent or perish. See, we hear believe, we hear trust, we hear accept, we hear all kind of words used to describe that somehow getting right with God that so many people have wandered and blundered away from, that people today, they don't even know the truth and how to find God. See, he says here, do you despise the goodness of God, his forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that that's goodness of God that leadeth you to repentance? Well, ladies and gentlemen, another thing that's made this generation interminably ill, our society and church is sick. Well, the mourner's bench has been taken out of the churches, the altars in the churches, that is. Well, we used to have the old sawdust trail. Sinners would go down when they heard a man of God preach from Holy Ghost anointing, telling people to repent or they're going to hell, and they'd walk down that old sawdust trail and fall down in that mourner's bench and weep and cry and repent that, God, if you'll have mercy on me, I'll quit my sinning. I'll quit that cursing and drinking and lying and committing immorality and all these terrible sins that I'm committing, with great conviction upon them and shedding of many tears. Today you don't see any shedding of tears. You don't see any mourner's bench. You don't see any conviction. And you don't hear any man of God preaching, repent or you're going to hell. Well, that's what Jesus said, Luke 13 and 3 and verse 5. Except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Well, we're living in a strange generation today where people have turned away from the Word of God. I remember being in college a number of years ago, and while in a class with a professor, of course, that was a modernist and a liberal, and he was vilifying the old-time religion. And a student raised his hand. There was only two or three of us in there that were Christians, but one of these boys that were Christians, he raised his hand and said, Professor, I know of a man, I know a young man. He had a wife and several children, and he drank, he abused his wife and children, he spent his Friday nights spending his check on gambling and drinking and laying out sometime with harlots all night, coming home a Saturday night or early Sunday morning and abusing the wife and the children. And this went on for years until finally there come an old-fashioned revival to town, as you say, a preacher preaching old-time religion. And this man and his family went to that revival. That fella got under conviction, hearing that preacher preach, you repent or you're going to hell. That man went down to that altar, and he got saved. He repented and turned his life over to Jesus Christ. You know, Professor, he went home, he apologized to his wife and children. When Friday came, he got his pay. He came home, he got his check cashed. He took his wife and children shopping. Then the next day, they went out and bought some clothes that he'd neglected to buy them for years. Then Sunday morning they got up and went to church and worshiped God and heard a message from a man of God. Professor, you say that there's nothing to old-time religion. Would you please tell me what happened to that man? That old professor's old long chin fell down on his chest. He had nothing to say except, I don't know. Well, it's obvious something does happen when people hear the truth and they don't worship God in just a fashion or a form, as Jesus said in the book of John. In John 4 and verse 23, he said, the hour is come when men must worship me in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. What's wrong with our sick society and church? The church today is worshiping God without the truth, ladies and gentlemen, and that's making us very sick. And a lukewarm church is spewed out of the mouth of Jesus Christ. And the only way back is the old mourner's bench and turning from our sins in true repentance and then opening our hearts to Jesus Christ in that new life that he brings. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we thank you, Lord. There's hope for this old, interminably ill society. Miracles is a work of divine grace. It's not the work of man. They talk about miracles, but Jesus is a real miracle worker. And I pray, O Lord, that through these messages, the Holy Ghost will convict hearts and there will be miracles in the lives of men and women as they turn away from their sins and rebellious ways and turn to the Lord in full repentance and get their lives straightened and on the right road to eternal life. We ask in Jesus' name and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Ladies and gentlemen, all these messages are in print. We'll mail you without cost or obligation. We'll mail you our monthly magazine without cost or obligation. And if you desire them to be on video or audio cassette, we'll mail them by an offering of support. If you'll write me this week to Brother Ray Pringle, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. And if God deals with your heart to send us a generous gift, we need it, ladies and gentlemen. Till the next broadcast, may God grip your heart in this message with his power and persuasion is my prayer for every one of you.